Give yourself away to align with the earth on a daily basis. Find different ways and keep it simple. Find the earth, the clay, the dirt, whatever it's called, and even run it through your fingers and allow the beings that live in the earth to help your health. And if your health is well, everything is well. Everything comes easier. If the body and the mind and the spirit are all aligned, everything you want, everything you desire, everything you need comes easier. The happiness comes easier, the joy comes easier, the flow comes easier. And that is where the ease is, and the plenty is.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon, a magnetic service. If you could see us now, we are on the grass, a bluff that is overlooking the ocean. Again, there is the sense of it being overwhelmed by the beauty, the elements, being out in them. And as Jane has already said, it's the alignment with the elements that bring the peace to the individual. And I wish to continue the channel which we called life. And I wish to review this. The earth is your parent, your biological parent. You have come directly from the dirt, and all things that evolved through the ages have brought you who you are. The cellular structure that you have, that you are so fond of, came from the dirt. Millions of years to produce that which is now the vessel that you live in. At some point in time, when it was correct, and not that long ago, humanity received the spark of spirit. And so now you carry around actually two parts. The biological part from the dirt of the earth, the spiritual part from the stars. And they are meant to go together. Even the spiritual part comes from the Creator who created that which is the parent part, the dirt part. And so the alignment that we ask for is one which is consciousness with the dirt, if you want to say so. A partnership, dear ones, that not only will give you peace, it gives you health. It really does. I want this to be a little healing time, as we've had before, with some awarenesses, if you're ready. Dear ones, the diseases that you carry with you, no matter what you call them, whatever you label them, is imbalance. It's not something necessarily you catch from one human to another. It's something that catches itself through imbalance. As cancer races across the planet, and so many of you have friends or yourselves, this is imbalance. And you might say, well, wait a minute. We know that animals get cancer too. Dear ones, if there is imbalance, they will catch it too. They catch it through imbalance. It's almost like there are essences that look for imbalance and that attach themselves to imbalance. And you wouldn't be too far wrong. No matter what it is, dear ones, inside that is not in balance, no matter what you call it, It comes from one of two areas, either consciousness unbalance or chemistry unbalance. And both, dear ones, are solvable. Both are solvable. Sometimes the animals have it from what humans feed them. Sometimes it's what accidentally they get because human interference is feeding them. But it's unbalance. There are other kinds of unbalance as well, and you may not call them disease, but they're called fear and worry. Lack of self-worth, perhaps. I think one of the biggest diseases of all time right now on this planet is lack of self-worth. It really is a disease, you know. Because that is not the natural state of the human. The human being is designed to last for a very long time, and you are not achieving that at all. And you will, as you mature in this new energy, and the lack of balance starts to be identified. As those who would cure your diseases start to turn to that which is both mind and the parent, that is the earth cure that stands ready, so ready. Dear ones, the earth feeds you literally, and it also gives you that which will heal you. Long life should be a guarantee with a human being who is in balance. All around you, so many are perishing because of a human being's invention, if you want to call that, of imbalance. You carry with you the seeds of knowledge, old soul, that if you can then help yourselves right now, that is what literally goes into the wisdom of the Akash, so that next time around, your body will remember what you do now. Here's the question. What have you brought to this circle today? For the listener, for the human who is here, what do you bring here? Is it completely and totally in balance? Are there things that still irritate you, that you're afraid of, that get in the way of an abundant, happy, and cheerful, benevolent life? And the answer is obviously, so many of you have some issues. It comes with modern living. It comes with the boxes that you've been told to be in with, both psychologically and spiritually, chemically. Even those who live in the cities have to go out of their way to find something that is good for them to eat. We told you a long time ago that your consciousness can change a great deal. Did you know that your consciousness can actually rearrange molecular structure? Were you aware of how powerful you are? Did you know that when you sit down in front of a meal, the whole idea of bowing your head or putting your hands over the food or saying that which is a blessing on the food is an actual ritual based upon your ability to rearrange the molecular structure of the food so that there is nothing within it that could harm you, so that it would not create imbalance? Do you believe this? If you think that is perhaps some kind of a made-up situation, there'll come a day when your science will show it through experiments of the things that they can do, blessed food as opposed to non-blessed food. It's coming. But right now, I tell you that you, even those who are in the cities, have control over what goes into your body. You have control over how you think and what happens next, based upon what you're saying to your body. All of these things start to create a balance which you don't have. What did you bring with you right now? What did you bring with you that you'd like to leave here at the seaside? Something that you can leave and pick up and never turn back. How do you feel about yourself? Do you walk around perhaps feeling you're less than the person next to you? What are the secrets that you carry, known only by you and God? Imbalances that don't suit your magnificence at all. Old souls, you are the ones who are here listening. And that's your choice. Are you serious about it? Serious enough, perhaps, to even have your own stone circle of your own making that you could put yourself in and say, this is the place that is sacred to me. And I hereby leave all of the things that are not part of me here by the elements, by the ocean. Let them remediate them. I am done with all of them. So that as you pick yourself up and you go about your business, you're lighter and you start to feel that. You've left the diseases, the allergies, the lack of self-worth, anything that you believe is in balance with yourself, anything, you can leave it here. I am telling you that healing is yours. And it really can be with your intent, with your ability, with your cognizing this truth, believing this truth. All the cells of your body are agreeing right now, all of them. If you could hear the chorus that's saying, yes, 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 yes. It's a tool, not of the new age. It's a tool of the age. It's here and should always have been here. But it's only now that it can start being used openly and freely. And that which you call your medicine on the planet and your science is going to start to see it. They're going to start to understand. Before every surgery, the human being should have a meeting with those who are going to operate upon them, an agreement, a meditation, even a song perhaps. Can you imagine such a thing? The answer is yes. And there will be those in medical institutions that understand it, and they will see their cure rates soar because people will expect to be healed as they go in and they come out. There will be so many who will never hit an institution like that, never go to an institution like that in their lives because they understand balance, because their mothers and fathers taught them that the parent is the dirt. And as they start aligning with all that is in the elements, that these things will be clear in them and they will start to live very long lives. Mothers and fathers listening to this, are you aware of what you can tell your children right now that they'll carry forever? That what they think is what will happen. And that they are high creators. And if they listen to those around them who tell them they're going to catch this or get this or they need this medicine for this, and if they buy into that system, they will not have a grand life. That instead they carry the torch of life themselves that says, I am that I am and that I will be, and I am in control of my biology. I have God inside, I have the earth for my parent. What better could I have? So those who are on the lawn with me, I say, you can leave differently than you came. You can leave it here. This is the place for it, dear ones. Of all the places we have been, we come to that which is so open with the planet, where the energy is so ripe to listen and communication is ready, it would be a good time. I speak these things in truth. I'll speak of them again and again and again. This is your lineage, your legacy, your privilege. Why not take it? Don't let some belief you had in the past get in the way of such a grand divine truth that is far higher than anything humans have ever considered. And here it is, ready for all of you. It's a grand time on this planet right now. Take a moment and listen to these elements in the ocean, the birds, as they agree with everything that's been said. It's your time. And so it is.